Shalom, today's daf yomi is Menachos daf Dalet, Menachos 4, and on Dalet on the base, Rabbi Yirmiyahu introduces a statement. He says, Matzinu shechilek ha-kosuv be-mechaperin uvein machshirin. We see that the Torah draws a distinction between sacrifices that serve as an atonement versus sacrifices that serve to make something kosher or to qualify, allow a person, for example, to enter into the temple. So, what's this example? Hamachaperin isbehu da also, with respect to a sacrifice that serves as an atonement, there are some that can be brought la'achar misa, even after the death of their owner. However, as it relates to the karbonos machshirin that serves to allow somebody to become considered kosher, leis buda asu achar misa, those sacrifices cannot be brought after the death of the owner. And what's the example of this? The example of this comes with respect to birds, kinim, because we learned in the Mishnah in Kinim about a woman who gave birth, who's obligated as a result of this to bring an ola and a chatas, an ola offering and a sin offering at the end of the days of her purity. So ha'isha she'viya chatasa. So if the woman brought her sin offering and only after that she died mesa before she brought her ola offering, then we say yaviu yorshin olasa. Then we say that since the ola in this context is an atonement offering, her heirs can bring an ola offering. However, if she brought her olasa umesa, if she brought her ola, which is the atoning offering here, and then she died before she brought her sin offering, and in this case, this sin offering is a karban that is machshir, that is just allowing her to enter into the temple, lo yaviu yorshin eschatasa. Then we say, under this circumstance, her heirs cannot bring her sin offering, because it's a law from Moshe at Sinai that a chatas shemesu bala holachas lamisa, that a sin offering whose owner has died must be put to death. That is one of the five chatos that are put to death. The five chatos which we've discussed in the past is a vlad chatos, the offspring of a chatos, a tumuras chatos, an exchange of a chatos, a chatos sheniskapu bala b'acharas, a chatos whose owner was already atoned for via a different offering, a chatos she'avra shenasa, a chatos that's more than a year old, and in this case, which is a chatos shemesu bala. And so we see from our Mishnah that a chatas, since a chatas yoledes, which is coming to allow her to eat the kadshim, and can only be brought in a situation where she is the one who's going to be bringing it, therefore that's a distinction between the chatas hamechaperes, which is coming to atone for her, and such an action which is coming to atone for her, that can be brought even after she has died, unlike the chatas that is of a yoledes, which is coming to be machshir, to allow her to eat kadshim. And so therefore, if that's the case, we have established this principle that Rabbi Yirmiyahu has taught, that there's a distinction between karbonos hamechaperim and karbonos hamachshirin. The idea that a karbon can be brought even after somebody's death is based upon the principle in Kedushin Lamed Aleph on the base 31b, where we stay about the mitzvah of honoring one's father and one's mother. We say it's a mitzvah that you're able to do mechabdu b'chayov u'mechabdu b'moso. That it's a mitzvah that you're able to do while your father or mother are alive, and also after they have left the world physically, you're also able to honor them. So the Gemara there asks, how do you honor somebody after they have died? That you, every time that you say something that they taught you, that your father and mother taught you, you say that this is what my father says. Kach amar Abba Mari Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. You don't just say this is what my father says. You say this is what my father, my master said. Let me be an atonement for his passing. And you need to say this, says the Gemara there, only within the first year of his death. And from then on, you just say my father or my mother. Zechrono Abracha, maybe they remember for Chai Olam Haba. And Rashi there explains that you're saying, Alai Yavo Kohara Ro'ay Lavo Al Nafsho, that you're saying, I wish upon me all the hardships that would have come upon his soul if he would be alive. And indeed, that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules it. That's the appropriate way to act within the first year after death of a mother or father, that you, every time you say something, you're trying to, you say this statement in the name of your parents, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. And so the intent really is that if the simple explanation of this is if the father and mother have sinned, you're saying, let me be an atonement for their actions, let me take their actions and bring it upon myself so it doesn't come upon them. So in trying to figure out what the source for this is, the Marsham writes, that perhaps the source for this is what appears in the Midrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, where it states there that when the Jewish people were standing at Har Sinai, God said to them, bring me guarantors that I know that you're going to keep the Torah, and then I'll give you the Torah. How do I know you're going to keep it? So they said, we'll bring you our children. Our children will be our guarantors. And for sure, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is going to be paying attention to this, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Mekayim Kol Mishpatei Torah. And so therefore, on this basis, we know that there's another principle in the Torah, that sometimes a guarantor, you can even go to, even if the borrower has not gone to themselves, but also in this case, that if the borrower can't pay, that the guarantor will pay for it. And so therefore, if there's a person who's saying that the children are going to be atoning for the sin of the parents, it's based upon this idea that they have accepted upon themselves to accept the principle of all the actions of their parents. However, the Tshuva Svanagos has questions this, because he says, where do we see that if an adult or parent will commit a sin and is supposed to go to Gehenna, instead the children are accepting the responsibility for this? So he is very skeptical of this, and he says, when do we say this applies? He says that this applies only with respect to somebody reciting a word of Torah. Meaning to say that a person should say, I'm saying this teaching in the name of my father, already in Kaparas Mishkavo, if I get it wrong, only with respect to Torah, he's saying, not that you're accepting all the punishments of atoning for your father or mother's sins, but you're saying that if I'm mistaken with the Torah I'm teaching in their name, then let it be an atonement for that. That's what the Tshuva Svanagos says.